When I retired from the Army National Guard last December, I was looking forward to having more free time. To commemorate my 22 years of service, I decided to plant my biggest vegetable garden ever. But even with more leisure time, I still hate to pull weeds. So I've covered my garden with newspapers and straw. After the fall rains, I'll till this organic matter back into the soil to prepare for another growing season. However, my usually peaceful garden conceals a litany of troubles. That's because the newspapers I'm using for a weed barrier read like an almanac of the recent war. Beneath my cherry tomatoes, there's breaking news of the early fights for Umkasar and Basra. Under the green peppers, I can follow the 7th Marines on their river campaign up the Tigris and Euphrates. Near my Spanish onions, and I'm sure the Spanish Prime Minister would approve, Saddam's statue falls to a cheering crowd in Baghdad. Yet this guns and butter irony is a bit unsettling. Like many Americans, I'm still ambivalent about the war. Initially, I was against it. Then once it began, I believed the best course was to win decisively. And as a veteran, I deeply respect the American men and women who so ably proved themselves in Iraq. Regardless of your viewpoint, on this much we can agree. Those who fought the war have seen horrors and faced dangers that we civilians can scarcely imagine. Here at home, the war may already be old news, but for our returning veterans, its impact will last a lifetime. I think about that as I read my garden newspapers. I think about how the sun and rain will transform this violent news into food for the plants and nourishment for my body. And I think about the life-changing nature of war, how it leaves some people broken, but gives others a new sense of purpose and vocation. Without question, our veterans deserve all the parades, yellow ribbons, and happy homecomings we can give them. But after the brass bands die down, I hope our newest heroes find something equally valuable. I hope they find quiet, blissful places where they can heal their jangled nerves. I hope they find a peaceful garden where the fears and angers of war will melt away beneath the cloudless skies of summer.